A popular Outcast production.
Hey guys, this is another episode of Mixing Up with Mike Carpenter, and you know, I didn't really have a good plan for this week. I guess I kind of slacked off a bit. I guess by slacked off, I didn't really have anyone planned. Like I didn't have any backed up episodes. So anyway, this weekend I'm recording a bunch more episodes, but for now, I think I'm just gonna do a clip show. Maybe call this one Podpourri, as Chris Rowell suggested. Also, if you hear some background noise right now, I'm in my car driving around. excuse me. I'm not even sure what to do for this episode. Maybe just do some short clips, maybe call some people, just, have some fun. I'm also gonna play some, three stand-up, spots, I guess, from Mike's No Mic Open Mic that I'm going to play at the end of the episode. So there should be about 20 minutes, maybe half an hour of stand-up of me. So that'll be fun. Also, at some point I want to get some viewer mail read. I have a couple good comments and some suggestions and some answers for you guys. So hopefully that'll work out. Oh, what's this asshole doing? Jesus Christ. Fucking hell. I half want to apologize for the amount of profanity I use. At the same time, I really don't give a fuck. Like, I've heard a couple different times that people who swear more throughout, like, just their normal speech, just, like, not, like, swearing at people. Like, I'm not, like, you know, going out to a restaurant and telling the waiters to go fuck themselves, but, just in my standard life, you know, I do swear a lot, but I've read that people who swear more often throughout their normal day are actually more honest people, so whether that is true, I have no idea, but, I consider myself pretty honest, I guess. Probably too honest for most people, but, hopefully, this isn't awful, and, we're gonna see how it turns out. So, here is a clip of something. Oh, God.
Hey.
Hi.
I didn't think that was really you.
No, it's me.
So, I'm not really 100% sure how well this is going to sound, but we'll figure it out.
Right.
But, anyway, I already did a little intro about how this episode is going to be a quote-unquote Podpourri. Because I didn't get any guests lined up for this week, so whatever. Right. Whatever. But, I didn't know what mood you would be in, so I didn't know if you were going to be in a somber, poop-depressed mood or going to be a happy camper mood.
Leaning towards happy, but pretty neutral. Like, I'm not ecstatic or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I was all bummed out, as I'm sure you heard on Jeff and Mosh, but I got over that.
Yeah.
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 I've been noticing.
Wait, I didn't hear what you just said. Hello?
Something smell like me? I don't know what's going on. It's like when I lost weight, my scent changed, because I'll put on a shirt and be like, that shirt smells like man. It's not a bad smell. It's just a musk.
Word.
Weird.
So I have a question for you, Jeff, and it's a serious question.
Okay.
Because I was expecting you to be in a serial mood. So, I'm on Reddit.
Yeah.
Okay, well, here, I'll start at the beginning here. So, my birthday was just recent, and I'm 28 now, and I'm old.
Yeah.
And I'm realizing when my parents had me, my dad was older. My dad was 27. So, I've now surpassed the age of when both of my parents had me.
Wow.
All right. Yeah, it's weird.
I think I did that at like 24.
Oh yeah.
So yeah.
So anyway, like, as much as like I try to deny my biological clock, it exists. I just don't want to have kids, and I don't think it's a logical thing for me to do. But like in my brain, I'm like, oh shit, I'm gonna die, and I need to continue my genes, and you know, just the whole animal nature of reproducing. Oh, God, it's awful. But, so anyway, but, like, I don't want to have kids because just the world is shitty and I just don't want to bring another human into this, into shitty things. So, what I have a question is, how do you plan or how do you, or I guess, yeah, your daughter's only, what, three?
Three. Four in December.
All right, so, like, comprehension isn't, like, I don't know, like, how do you plan on explaining, like, terrorism and racism and homophobia and like all of the shitty things that people do to your daughter?
My plan, I went through a lot of this kind of existential, like, what the fuck do I tell her? Because I was raised with religion as being like, it's bad because God sent.
Yeah.
So, and I don't plan on doing that. So, in the beginning, I was like, how do I make her know things are bad?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I tell her because I'm her, you know, because I only thought things were bad because my parents said anyway.
Yeah.
Because God is the excuse. But my plan is to be real, don't sugarcoat anything, but don't be, like, super cynical. Just kind of like, well, terrorists are people who don't agree with this and they are, let's do racism because I know more about that. Like, some people don't like other people because of who they are, and I don't think that's right. You know, just very baseline kind of stuff, and then if she asks more questions,
yeah,
fill her in.
Like, yeah, like, I don't understand, like, when is the proper time to tell your daughter that, like, 9/11 happened? Or, like, I guess she wasn't alive for 9/11, but, like, the Boston bombing, right. Or, like, yeah, like, when exactly. Some fucking awful event happens, like, do you even tell her? Do you, like, oh, hey, everyone is sad today because fucking, you know, a bunch of religious people killed a bunch of other people because they don't like that they're different.
Yeah, I don't like... we can use 9/11 as a specific example because I was a freshman in high school.
Yeah, I was whatever, junior or senior, I don't know.
Sophomore. Yeah, and, like, I, by happenstance, none of my teachers that day decided to cancel class. All of them decided to just soldier on and keep going like nothing happened.
Oh, really?
Yep.
All of mine did the opposite. We just sat there and didn't do a goddamn thing.
Yeah, so, and like people were running through the hallways like freaking out, and it was like noon, and I had Waters. I'm like, Ted, do you have any idea what's going on? He's like, I don't know, a plane hit a thing? And I was like, okay. And it wasn't until like 5 p.m. that I got home and I was like, Mom, Dad, something's going on, right? And they're like, yeah, some guys crashed a plane into the World Trade Center. And lots of people died. And then I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense why people would be sad. And then didn't think about it for like the rest of the week. And still, like, people were like, the terrorists are going to attack Steel Grove. And since my parents didn't make a huge deal about it, I was like, no, that's stupid. You're stupid.
Like, weird. Like, yeah, they, I forgot what class. I think I was in WAG, which for listeners, World American History and Geography. I think they wheeled a TV in, if I remember right. We were watching it on TV.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I was self-aware enough to know something was up.
Yeah.
But I just, it wasn't affecting me, so whatever.
Yeah, but like, I mean, like, but again, you and I were old enough to understand what was going on at that point. Like, even if we didn't know what was going on, we were old enough to understand once we found out what was going on.
I think I'm going to leave it at that. Like, when she's old enough to ask me what's going on, I'll tell her.
Yeah. Yeah. Alright. But, like, even, like say, like...
tragedy, like, just, like, I don't know about, like, sex and stuff. That I might try and get a head start on.
Yeah.
Because I know that my parents didn't try to tell me about sex until way after I had already figured it out.
I have still never had a sex talk with my parents.
Yeah.
And now I'm a deviant.
I have a sex talk. I had a safe sex talk.
Yeah.
So that, you know... it was, we don't want you to have sex until you're married, but if you do, be smart. It was basically my sex talk. And I was like, health class was way ahead of your mom and dad, but thanks.
Fair enough. But, yeah, like, or like, even, like say, like, if you're out at a restaurant, like, you're, you and your wife, you and Aislinn, y'all wife,
my wife.
Say you guys are out at Red Robin. You guys like to go to Red Robin. Like, do you guys take the kid out? Like, do you guys go out with your kid to eat?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I assume, but no, you leave her home.
And not a lot.
Yeah.
Sometimes she's just not in the mood to eat, and it's a chore.
Yeah.
But the older she gets, the easier that gets.
Well, sure. But, like, so anyway, like, say you're out there, and say you have, like, a flamboyantly gay waiter, all right?
Okay.
And the table next to you is just a bunch of assholes, and someone says, like, the F-A word or some bullshit. You know, someone says something massively inappropriate that, like, your daughter would hear. And, like, suppose, like, would you address it before she... Like, would you just, like, try to... I mean, like, I assume you wouldn't just let it go and just, like, let that word in her head not knowing what it means. Or, like, what do you do? Like that's the thing. Like, my brain is, like, again, I don't want to have kids, and I'm already trying to think about how to raise my unborn child that I don't have.
Like, I guess I'd probably do it like I've done everything with parenting so far, is play it by ear.
Yeah.
I only, like, plan ahead if, for, like, during the pregnancy phase, I was really into planning ahead and being ready for emergencies. But since, like, kids are so fucking unpredictable, like, if you try and plan everything, you end up being, like, a super sheltering parent.
Yeah.
And you end up... like, your kid doesn't get fucked up by the outside world, they get fucked up by you. So it's kind of like you gotta let them live life. Let's say, that particular situation, I guess I would look for how she reacted to it, like, if she actively noticed.
Yeah.
Because often kids are like, oh man, cramps!
Well, like, yeah, but, like, kids are also little fucking sponges. So, like, say if that word just floats around her head without her knowing what it means, and then she's just, like, say, like, she's out somewhere and sees another flamboyantly gay person and says, oh, look, Daddy, there's a blah. Like,
yeah,
you know, like, what the fuck do you do?
Probably end up, just the way I am currently parroting, it would probably end up, the awkward situation would happen where she'd be like, hey, Dad, a faggot! And I'd be like, oh, God! Like, that would probably be where the talk happened.
Yeah.
Realistically.
I would just...
I mean...
Oh, that situation would be less than...
Also, that was me as a kid. Like...
Oh, really?
There were situations that my mom loves to remind me of. Like, she had a friend over, and I come and I sit down on the couch and I go, Mom, why is that lady so fat? And, like... No filter at all.
Oh, man. I don't think I ever had one of those when I was a kid.
Exactly. And there's another, at church, the little, like, get-together after church.
Mm-hmm.
I had recently, the concept of suntans had been explained to me. And you know the area we live in. There's, like, 3 black people.
Yeah.
Even when I was younger, it's actually improved. Or gotten worse if you're racist. And there's see black people around.
Yeah.
Other races. Whatever, I'm getting into a weird place.
People of color, whatever.
Yeah, there you go. And, you know, I walk up and I go, hey, Ma, she's got a really dark tan. And Mom is just like, the girl was like 19 and thought it was the funniest thing.
Oh, God.
Like, it wasn't a bad situation.
Well, it wasn't like you're like, look, Mom, there's an N-word. You're like, look, Mom, there's a really tan person. Like,
true.
I gotta say, it wasn't like a completely like ignorant, rude statement. It was just a, I mean, I guess it was, ignorant by definition. You didn't know otherwise.
There you go. Yeah. So, more than likely, that is the situation I'm gonna be in with my daughter.
Yeah.
It's gonna be like, hey, look, a thing, Dad! And I'll just be like, oh, so observant. Fuck. She already says, damn it, and shit, in context.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, whenever she does, I'll go, oh, poop. Oh, poop.
Yeah.
That's better. She likes oh, poop better, but I've heard her, like, be playing, drop something, and be like, damn it.
Yeah, I guess as long as you can try to explain I don't know, can you explain context to a 3-year-old?
Not well. I can, like, I couldn't get her to stand in the corner for a timeout if I wanted to.
Oh, yeah.
Like, basically, yeah, as far as, like, whether a word is good or bad, that's probably beyond her at this point.
Yeah, that's what I would think. You'd be, like, trying to explain, like, what is a Republican or a Democrat to a child.
Yeah,
like,
that no means way.
It means
no
nothing.
Way.
Well, that's, like, to me, I see it the same way as trying to explain Christianity to a child. Trying to explain any religion to a child is beyond that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Most adults don't understand religion, let alone fucking kids.
True, and, like, I wasn't really explained to me. It was just like, this is the thing we do. It is right and true.
Yeah.
It wasn't explained. It was just told.
Well, yeah, it's the same reason kids believe in Santa Claus, because they're just told that's what it is. This is true. This is fact. Believe it.
I remember very specifically, Aislinn was early in her pregnancy, and we were eating at Denny's with, I think, Tony and maybe one other person, I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
But Asa and I were, like, loudly conversing about how it was odd that we would probably raise a child that believed in Santa Claus but not Jesus.
Yeah.
And the old people, like, directly behind us in the booth were audibly like, oh.
Whatever, and fuck them.
I loved it. Like, it was great.
That's funny. Oh, God. But yeah, so yeah, this is what my, whatever internal biological clock is. In one ear, the quiet voice is screaming to have a child, but at least my louder logic voice is saying, you know, that's not a good idea.
Yeah, it all.
Not for me. Like, obviously, people need to reproduce to create more people to, you know.
And I mean, people are having kids later and later.
Oh, yeah.
Not like, not a thing.
Well, yeah, it's different for men also, because men can still have children at 40, you know, where, like, for women, it gets kind of dangerous later in life, you know, to be pregnant.
You hit 30, and, like, your chances of having trouble increase significantly.
Yeah.
So,
I'm almost there, like, man. I'm on the fucking cusp.
Like, I know that a lot of research has been done, particularly with, like, Down syndrome. Like, Downs is like old people babies.
Yeah.
Or Downs babies. They just, it's something about, like, something about the old eggs or the old sperm. It just,
it goes sour.
Like, I know my biological clock never hit. I was never opposed to kids, but I never, like, wanted one to kids.
Yeah, but you had a kid at what, 22?
It would have been married in 2008, child in 2009. So, that would be 4 years ago, 7 minus 12.
Jesus Christ, you're bad at math.
Yeah. Right now.
How old are you now?
Oh my God, 21, 22.
I figured out in my head before I had you do all the math for me.
Yeah. It was pretty early by today's standards.
Well, yeah, and by all means, I don't think your biological clock for men are telling them to have kids before they're 25.
That's another thing with Asim being, like, almost 2 years older than I am.
Yeah, she's my age.
Yeah, like, so her clock hit, and it hit hard. And, like, because we went from both mutually not wanting kids at all to her being like, I kind of really want a kid.
Yeah.
Like, that conversation really threw me for a loop. I was like, wait, what? Because she was far more adamant against not wanting kids than I was. I was pretty neutral the whole time.
Yeah.
So she shifted all of a sudden. I was like, well, I mean, my stance was always neutral, so sure.
Oof.
And we tried for a little bit before we were married. Realized that was a stupid thing. Went for a few more years, and then Nathan was like, my pills make me crazy. I kind of want a baby. I want to go off, you know, birth control. And I was like, I don't think we're ready for a baby. And Nathan was just like, well, you're never ready.
Yeah.
No one is ever ready.
I agree.
And so as we agreed to not, like, actively try. Like, we weren't going to look at the calendar and the phases of the moon.
But you weren't going to actively avoid it.
Exactly. But, yes, we were still going to have sex, like, people are want to do.
Yeah.
And if it happens, it happens. It was like 2 months later.
Yeah.
From that conversation.
You guys are both fertile myrtles.
Yes. Apparently. And so. And then it was just like, well, fuck. Because I remember we panicked for a full 5 minutes. It was like, oh, fuck. Like, we called people. We told my dad first, who I, like, because dad's not, like, a touchy-feely kind of guy. He can be, but, you know, his default setting is, you know, gruff, steel-working man.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know your dad.
Like, yeah.
Yep, we met.
We were kind of like, hey, Ace is pregnant, and he just was like, awesome, like, because apparently he loves kids, something I didn't really know. Like,
yeah, my dad's the same way. It's bizarre.
Yeah, it's really weird. And, like, I've seen a whole new side of my dad just witnessing him with my daughter.
Yeah.
It's pretty great. But, and then, like, honestly, if we were to have a kid now, we would be fucked. Because I'm making too much money to get help.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, when we were both dirt poor, it was awesome. Everything was paid for.
Yeah. Well, you got fixed now, though, right? You are done making your...
I got a vasectomy, bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah.
We are done.
Cool. Good
well,
for you.
Well, okay. Our backup plan is adoption, because we figure if... With two things need to happen for us to adopt, we have to have a ton of money.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
Not cheap.
Yeah, my uncle actually adopted my uncle and aunt, they adopted a brother and sister from Honduras.
Yeah.
This is when I was a kid. I just remember, like, I mean, like, I didn't know about them, but just, like, hearing stories about it now, like, yeah, apparently it's a fuck of a process.
Yeah. So, yeah, two things need to happen. We have to really want a kid.
Yeah.
And we have to have a shitload of money.
Yeah.
So I figure at that point, if those two things are true, then we're good for another kid.
Yeah.
Like.
Cool. Well, I was going to say, like, vasectomies are always reversible. Well, not always, but, I mean, like, 90-whatever percent. Like.
Yeah, there is that, too.
Yeah.
But, like, I think we're going to help one rather than make our own.
Yeah, good
also,
for you.
Also, Aislinn hated being pregnant, so.
Yeah, I remember her pregnant.
Yeah.
That wasn't good.
He did not enjoy it at all.
Yeah.
There was like a 2 week period in the middle where she liked it, but then it just immediately started sucking again.
Yeah. You know what's weird? I have a friend up here where I live who actually loved being pregnant. Like she said,
oh,
she looked forward to having.
I know what. I work with a girl that's like that, and she, I am like, you are crazy.
Yeah, that's why I told this girl, man. I'm like, you are fucking nutso. Like,
yeah.
You like having hormones flying and your body fucking just warping to fucking crazy shapes.
And it's not, like, comfortable. It's not...
Yeah. Like, you can't fucking sleep. You can't, like, eat shit. You can't do anything properly. Comfortably.
I remember talking to my mom about, because she's been pregnant full term 3 times and miscarried, like, 4 or 5 additional times.
Yeah.
Pregnant. quite a few times. And, like, she's like, oh, it's not that bad, you know. And I was like, I think that there's something in the female brain that makes them forget how much it sucks.
Yeah, that has to be.
Like, it has to be a thing.
Yeah.
Because, and she's like, no, I remember it pretty well. And my dad was like, he wasn't part of the conversation, but he was in the room, and he goes, she forgot it all. Like, that was, he was just like, no, you're right. He hated it. But forgets that part.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. So that's another thing. Aislinn was like, you're getting a vasectomy before I forget how much this sucks.
Good for her.
It wasn't, and she didn't, like, demand I get a vasectomy. I was glad to
volunteer.
Well,
yeah, it's not, again, it's not like you're not making the boys. They're just not being released.
Yeah.
Like, they can always go in and scoop them out. If you really want to have another biological child, it can be reversed, or they can just go in and scoop out boys, or, you know, what the fuck ever. Like,
it's an option.
Yeah, there are ways. And to quote Dr. Ian Malcolm, life will find a way.
There you go. Yeah.
What's up? What's up, Jurassic Park?
Yep.
Oh, God.
Yeah, man, and, like, kids are fucking, like, kids are very hard, but no one particular thing about kids is very hard. It's just not, like, giving up. It's just because it never ends.
See, it just seems so awful.
like,
I don't see any part of it that would be rewarding.
It's weird, like, it's the super, lame, mushy stuff that is rewarding. Like, it's the, when she looks at you and smiles, kind of really flowery, bullshitty, hippie stuff that is genuine, but, like, it doesn't make sense to anyone until it's happening to them.
Yeah, I get, like, that, I guess.
Because, like, I would be, like, even right now, having experienced it, if someone's like, I get the feeling when my child looks into my eyes, I still am like, fuck you.
I don't think I have that, though. I don't think that's in me.
But it has only been with my child. Like, I like kids, though.
Yeah, see, I don't.
And, like, but I only like cool kids. Like, I'm not someone, like, as soon as the kid's shitty, I'm like, fuck that kid, I'm out. Like,
yeah.
I can't see past the shitty kid. So, like, but still, it's this weird, like, a chemical is definitely being released. Because you're just like, fuck, I don't understand what's happening, but I liked what just happened. Like,
I don't know, man. I don't know. But yeah, that's where I'm at right now, man. My brain is, part of my brain is getting broken and telling me I need to have kids. But luckily, that's only 5% of my brain, and 95% is saying you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, and, like, I want to agree with the side that says don't have kids, because, like, I don't regret having kids, but I sure as hell wasn't, like, ready.
Yeah.
But, again, no one is. It's hard and sucks, but it does, but it's cool, too. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, but if someone's like, I don't know if I want to have kids, I'm like, yeah, don't. Unless you know you want to have kids.
Yeah. Yeah, see, that's the thing. Yeah, that's my thing. Like, I could never see myself having a kid unless, like, in my brain, I'm like, 100% I want to be a parent.
Yeah.
And I don't at all. I'm going to say, like, I maybe half of 1% want to be a parent.
Yeah, because I was very neutral, but, like, I was not opposed. So, like, there wasn't a part of me that was like, nah, fuck kids. It was just like, I could be a dad. Or I could, you know, be a kid myself for the rest of my life. I'd give or take. Like, so there was nothing that, like, I was not adamantly opposed, like I am to a second kid, because fucking A, that first year sucked so hard.
Yeah, oh god, and babies, man, I can't do babies. Oof.
Holy shit. Like, there's nothing I, like, yeah, there's, I can actively say that there's nothing in the first 6 months that I missed.
Yeah. Like,
and then the second 6 months, they're like, oh, sometimes she smiles, that's nice, but that's, like, the highlight of it.
Yeah.
Like, and there's, like, kids don't become, like, they don't, like, really start thinking for real until, like, 6 months to a year.
Yeah. Oof.
Just, like, they're not done yet. I mean, that's true because, like, other animals come out finished, like, they can walk and, like, eat and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, but, like, if a person, if a human came out that functional, their head would be too big and, like, they blow out their other tip. So kids are born, like, not done. Yeah, so they're just kind of, like, just bags of, like, skin and blood that, like, are still developing into a real person.
Just bags of flesh you need to keep alive.
Yeah, it's, ugh. I know, oh man, I wish I could remember what comedian said it. Fuck. But, like, they said, like, the first 5 years of your child's life, you're basically on suicide watch.
I think it was Louis C.K., wasn't it?
Was it? Okay, yeah, that makes sense, because they actively try and kill themselves every opportunity they get.
I think it was Louis C.K. I know I just heard that not too recently, and I think that's who it was.
That makes sense. And, like, I was like, that is fucking true. They don't try and, like, choke themselves with Legos any opportunity. It's just...
Yeah.
Like, kids do suck. And, like, I think, what, like, because the older it gets, the older she gets, the more rewarding it is.
Yeah.
At this point, like, we equally love Adventure Time. Like, we are both, like, there's one television show that we both love the same amount. And say quotes to each other. Like, and, like, she can't tell me what she wants for breakfast, but we can quote Adventure Time episodes. So, like it's very slow, but it definitely gets more rewarding the older she gets. Now, from what I understand, when she hits a teenager, it's all out the window and it's going to suck way harder than anything I've ever experienced.
Yeah, once she starts hating you.
Yeah, but then she'll hit, like, 24, and things will be great again. So...
Oh, God, it all seems so not worth it. All for what?
Yeah, well, it's kind of like, it's a thing that happened, and there's, like, I have kind of existential conversations with myself. It's like, am I making myself enjoy this so I don't hate the whole experience, or do I genuinely enjoy it?
Yeah.
And is there a difference? Like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, if I am making myself enjoy it so I don't hate it, that's still enjoying it. Like, so it's, I don't know what it is, but I enjoy it enough to not regret it, and I don't know if I genuinely enjoy it and making myself enjoy it so I don't regret my child.
Yeah.
Or the difference between those two things.
So she doesn't grow up and be a
stripper. I don't know, but, like, I am enjoying the experience as a whole.
Yeah.
It sucks sometimes. But, yeah, so I, like, and what the minute, like, when I told my one professor at, when I was going, like, to school, like, going to classes, that my wife was pregnant, and she goes, oh, man, you're going to experience your highest highs and lowest lows.
Yeah.
And I was like, and, like, at the time, I was like, well, that's a weird thing to say, but, like, didn't, like, sugarcoat it. He was like, oh, my God! You're gonna have so much fun! So he wasn't, like, super dark about it either. He wasn't like, good fucking luck, motherfucker. He was very, like, he was the one who said the most true thing.
Yeah.
It was just like, yep, it's gonna suck and rock. But, like, buckle in. Enjoy the ride.
That's funny. Alright, well, there you go. I'm pretty good going here, and we're going to call this the segment.
Okay.
And I have no idea what it sounds like. I'm recording with my pocket recorder with my house phone sitting beside it on speakerphone. So it might sound like shit, and it might sound fantastic.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Whatever. I'm going to put it on either way, so fuck it.
Alright.
Alright, man. Well, you have a good day at work.
You too. Home,
yeah, I literally, right before I called you, I just walked in the door and called you.
Nice.
Yep, got off work and you're going into work, so. Yay.
The circle of life. Through us all.
Oh, God. That's fun. All right, man. Well, I will, I guess I'll see you this weekend at Mon Mom 4. Fuck yeah. Are you doing stand-up this weekend?
I'm going to tell... Well, this will go up after. So
yes.
I'm going to tell my saga... The saga of me and... So...
Oh, that's awesome.
So,
fantastic.
Yeah.
I love your ex-girlfriend stories. They're my favorite.
Oh. And, like, I guess she's an ex-girlfriend, but I never dated her. So... But I'll get into that.
All right. Good, good. I look forward to it. All right, man. Well, I will talk to you soon.
Yep.
I'll see you, mate. Yep, have fun at work. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.
Call from Bennett Michael.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man. This is Mike Carpenter.
Oh, hey, what's going on? Sorry.
Oh, that's cool. I just had a question for you. Do you ever shop online?
Do I what?
Do you ever shop online?
You know, every once in a while.
Like, when you do that, like, where do you go?
Oh, well, usually I go to PopTheOutcast.com.
Yeah.
And I have a bookmark saved as Amazon, because that's where I do all my shopping. Because when I do that, I clear my cookies and I click the Amazon banner.
Uh-huh.
And then anything that I buy, a little bit comes back to PopTheOutcast.
No shit.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all I needed.
Yeah, man, give that a shot. It works every time.
Awesome, man. Thank you.
No problem.
All right, later.
Bye.
Hey, guys. It's time for a little bit of listener mail. I love when you all send me your comments and feedback, and I think it's great. So keep it coming. Right now, I want to read a little message I got from Aaron, listener, and he commented on the quote-unquote gay episode with Ryan Oberlin, and he has to say, "Hey, Mike, I've been enjoying your podcast. Today I felt like adding my two cents about hate crimes. Your guest began with a false premise that these laws offer additional protections to gay people, but that simply isn't true. Hate crime laws protect sexual orientations. It would apply equally to a gay man who attacks someone for being straight. You might think, how often does that happen? That is precisely the point of the need for these laws." Thank you, Aaron. I'm actually pretty I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be, or as I want to be, at least, on hate crime laws. I still stick to my my personal opinion, where I think, which I said in the episode also, I agree with you, I think there is a need for these laws. OB disagrees, but that's life. You know, that's the point of these conversations, to just discuss our opinions. Thank you again for commenting, and I hope to hear from you again soon. All right, also, I have a comment here from iTunes. User A_Estevez says, "Great episodes, but I find it really difficult to understand him. I have to constantly rewind and listen to him carefully." I apologize. I know I do. My speech is awful. I talk way too fast. I mumble, and I stutter sometimes. As I was talking to Jeff Kunkel from Popular Outcast about this, it's pretty rare where I get to come home and see my friends and talk to people and have interesting conversations. And when I do, my brain just goes way faster than my mouth ever does. And as I put it to him, I feel like I'm a dog pissing on the rug when his master comes home from work.
I just get too excited and I'll try to improve my diction. I'll try to talk slower sometimes, and I'm trying to get better at recording quality here and try to find try to improve clarity overall. So thank you for listening. You still give me 4 stars on iTunes, so you couldn't hate me too much, and I appreciate it. I hope you keep listening. So that's all, I guess, right now for listener mail. If you want to get a hold of me or leave me any kind of comments or feedback, you can do so on Facebook at facebook.com/mixingitupwithmikecarpenter. You can get a hold of me at my Gmail account, which is, as another listener told me, the longest email address ever, which is mixingitupwithmikecarpenter@gmail.com, which is really long. I understand that. Sorry, guys. Also, I have a Google Voice account where you can call and leave me voicemails. Hopefully you don't want to actually have me pick it up, because I won't. It's just strictly a voicemail number. The number is 1-702-POD-CUNT. I thought that was a hilarious number. I still do. It still gets me. Let's see, what else? Follow me on Twitter at Mike's Shit. That's MikesShit. And that's all. I don't know why I love plugging my Snapchat, because I love Snapchat. My Snapchat name is MIUWMC. That's like the abbreviation, you know, for mixing up with Mike Carpenter. And I guess that's everything I can think of right now. So I think I'm going to end this episode here with some stand-up. I did, I've been doing stand-up recently at in Sealands Grove at this place. It's an art gallery, Peppers. And Mike Bennett of Popular Outcast is doing an open mic night there once a month called Mike's No Mic Open Mic. So I'm going to play for you. I'll play all three of my sets there. Should be about 20 minutes, maybe, give or take. And that'll finish up this episode. So thank you all for listening, and hope you enjoyed.
Now, this young lad was very nervous when he got here, like an hour and a half early. So he went to Bots and he got shit. So, Michael Carpenter.
Yeah! I'm pissed. I'm sober now, but... Alright, so I prepared not much, just so everyone here knows. So... Okay. So, anyway. So, as you can tell, I have a lot of piercings. It's not something I really hide. It's kind of hard to hide, I guess, but something I've been interested in for, I mean, ever, really. I read National Geographic when I was a little kid, and I just saw these dudes with, like, big plates in their ears and lips and thought it was, you know, fucking awesome. I started, like, about a decade ago when I was in high school, because I'm old, and what are you going to do, you know? But I started working at Hot Topic. Like, I worked there about 4 years, and awful job, by the way. It's fucking awful. But, you know, from working there, I realized, like, this whole piercing thing, like, becoming a giant trend. And I never realized it was such a trend until I started selling, like, nipple rings to 13-year-olds. You know, like, the only place you're going to find, like, Hot Topic, you go there, and it's just middle schoolers everywhere, with just holes, plugs, piercings, everything. Like, the only place you'll find a bigger group of kids with more holes in them is the Sandy Hook Memorial Service. Oh, shit. So it's not working the other day. Sand Joke made a good opener, so whatever. So I work good, and I'm taking a piss, because I piss a lot at work, and it smelled exactly like chicken soup. 100% like Campbell's chicken soup. And I realize there is a fine fucking line between an awful smell and an amazing smell. And to, like, emphasize this, I've made a short list of things that are good smells and equally awful smells. And the things, like, yeah, you'll see here. Buttered popcorn. It's a great smell. It smells exactly like when you wear your socks for 3 days in a row and don't fucking change. You know, don't lie. You don't. So you have corn chips. Nah, maybe socks 5 days in a row, 6 days in a row. After that, they start turning into corn chips themselves. You know how it goes, don't lie. So we have Red Bull. Everyone's had Red Bull. It smells exactly like cat piss and a grapefruit. This is not all I can come up with on that one. It is what it is, yeah. And last but not least, I used to live in a house with a whole lot of people, Aislinn, you, half people here I live with. long story short, I found out that steamed broccoli smells exactly like a college dorm room communal sex futon. Don't take my word for it, I promise it's all. So I moved north. I used to live around here. I was local, and I moved north about 2 hours, give or take, by New York. And since I moved north, I actually got a girlfriend. Most of you don't know this shit, but it's true. She is a fucking genius. She is one of the smartest girls I've ever met. It's ridiculous. Like, the other night, her and I were having sex, and I was like, honey, you wouldn't mind putting your hair in pigtails, would you? And she's like, oh my god, you're such a fucking pedophile. No? I mean, I thought it was a big word for a 9-year-old, but... That joke was titled, Pedophile Joke Number One. I was lazy and didn't write a pedophile joke number two. So, honestly, no, I'm single. I've been single for, I don't know, like 7 years, 8 years, too fucking long. But, I was always a hopeless romantic. Like, I like movies, I like chick flicks, I watch Notebook and I cry. I cry from Dirty Dancing. I cry when I watch Elf. True, I like Elf and I cry from it. But, I realize why I'm single is because I would give my left nut to eat out Selena Gomez's asshole. And there is nothing that would stop me from this opportunity. Period. Like, the things I could eat out of Selena Gomez's asshole, that is the book I could write. It'd be a masterpiece. Oh my. So, but I am single. I enjoy my single life. I enjoy the freedom. I enjoy not having to, like, go home and, you know, answer to something, you know, whatever, fucking. I just enjoy the freedoms of life. I enjoy being able to go to the bar and do this and do that whenever I want to. And most of all, I enjoy not having to share a bed. The last girlfriend I had was 5'2". I am 6'3". I'm almost 300 pounds. I'm a lot of dude. She was not a lot of dude. Goddamn bed. I have a queen size bed because I'm a queen size man. That's actually all I have. I don't really know.
Mike Carpenter.
Yeah! Anything. Okay, now you can be funny.
You heard, man.
Oh, notes. Lottery tickets.
Winning?
No. Do I look like I'm winning lottery? All right, so. Oh, gee. Notes. All right. I wrote this morning. That's true. Last time I was here, I was really nervous and unsure about how much of myself I wanted to show to a crowd. And sadly, I held back. I didn't get too personal. This time, I said, fuck it. So prepare yourselves, because we're about to go balls deep inside my head. So I started writing new jokes immediately after the first mum-mum. I hate saying that. I was taking notes on my smartphone, which I just got, every night at work, and I had a shit ton of material to work out. Sadly, about a week ago, I went and dumbassed up and factory reset my phone.
Oh.
As I...
I know that.
It'll be all right. As I scrambled to remember all the jokes I wrote, I realized it was useless. And this is where we start my tale. When I was 2 years old, I came down with a severe case of pneumonia. From what I'm told, I almost died. Luckily, my parents rushed my ass to the hospital, where doctors pumped me full of penicillin, which is how they discovered I was allergic to penicillin. From what I'm told, I almost died. After a while, I got better, obviously. But the doctors said I might have some minor issues later in life. Oh, also, I smashed my head in the wall when I was 2 and got stitches. 2 years old was a rough year for me. So flash forward, present day. I have the shittiest memory ever. Period. The worst memory. I barely remember any of my childhood, and for most memories I do have, I remember the stories of events, not so much the events themselves. And everyone knows how stories can change and evolve over years, so most times the way I remember things aren't really the way they actually happened. Why do I tell you this? A, because I decided to get as personal as I could today, and B, to set up this story. Sometimes I just remember small things randomly, like memories from my childhood. Sometimes they're just stupid bullshit. Other times, I remember things I can't believe I ever forgot in the first place. For example, by the way, this might get a little weird right here. The other day I was getting a shower and washing my face with a washcloth and instantly brought back a memory of something I did when I was younger. You know, when you're a kid and you first start getting sexual feelings, you learn all kinds of weird shit about yourself. Well, when I was a kid, around 8 or 9, I learned I got a huge rush from putting a washcloth over my face and laying under the faucet of a bathtub. Essentially, I would waterboard myself. And it was the hottest thing ever. I would do it every day when I got a bath. For the record, I'd like to say that whole erotic or autoerotic asphyxiation shit, fucking minor leagues. Just saying. Eventually, I just learned to jerk off like everyone else and got too big for my bathtub. And apparently, I forgot all about waterboarding myself. But I realized this is how and when I got into what is commonly known as kink. Has anyone here heard of the website FetLife? I figured you wouldn't. Well, for those who haven't, FetLife is stands for like Fetish Life. It's a social media site for those who are into the various forms of kink. Think Facebook for the sexually advanced. Once you create an account, you can select all the things you're into and interested in from a list of thousands of fetishes. There's everything from feathers and cuddling to rape play and dacrophilia. Dacrophilia, by the way, is when one achieves sexual arousal from another's tears, crying, and or general discomfort. And I'm not too ashamed to admit that I have had girls send me naked photos of themselves crying with mascara running down their face. God bless them. Without FetLife, it's pretty much impossible to meet people with, you know, like, similar interests. Take you. Say we're going on a blind date. How do I bring this shit up? I would say, hey, what are your interests? You would say, reading, horseback riding, movies, blah, blah, blah. How about you? Oh, you know, pain, dominance, and a strong focus in CIA's interrogation techniques. It just doesn't work. So very recently, a girl contacted me on FetLife and wanted to meet. She had listed that she was into a lot of the heavier things that I'm into. And we chatted a bunch for a few days and set a date to meet. Now, I learned she wasn't as experienced as I am in the world of kink, but we set our first date to be a no-pressure, meet in public, and just get to know each other kind of thing.
I should mention, going into this date, I was a bit off-put by her lack of experience. I'm just not looking to teach anyone things. I am looking for someone who knows what they like. I'm not a teacher. I'm not into that shit. Also, she had a boyfriend, and they were together for 7 years. And as far as I know, they're still currently together. He was also the only guy she'd ever been with, and all of these things should have been a red flag, and they were, but still, when you meet a girl who's into simulated rape play, you don't say no thank you. I hope we're getting personal enough for everyone else. So we meet at a bar. She's great, a little young, but you know, she's in school, she's smart, she's well-read. A little shy at first, but when she opened up a bit, she was pretty cool. I didn't really feel like a strong sexual connection. She also wasn't very good at drinking. As it turns out, a month prior, she totaled her car while driving intoxicated. And this night, she was getting a little too drunk again. Anyway, the night progressed and the bar eventually closed. We said goodbyes and parted ways, and the next morning I wake to a text saying she crashed and totaled her car again. This is my dating life. I'm almost 30 years old, and I'm getting too old for this shit. I will say, though, being my age has advantages. No more awkward boners. I know in middle school you go up to class and you have, a raging hard 4 inches. But now, as you can all see, soft as a baby's bottom. So, I originally planned 2 sets for today. That was more my storytelling set, not stand-up. So I'm going to do just a quick, I have a bunch of random bullshit jokes here. And actually, they're in my other notebook. It's written down a little better. So, has anyone heard of a game called Plague Inc.? It is for smartphones, etc.
Yeah.
Great game. Well, you have to be kind of careful where and when you explain this game to people. I was at Denny's the other morning, and I was there for breakfast with one of my buddies, and I was explaining to him this game. And I'm like, pretty much the game is you either select a bacteria or a fungus or a disease, and you try to infect the entire world and kill everybody. And it gives you stats and updates throughout the whole game, which is wonderful, and it plays real time with world issues, and it's fucking great. Oddly enough, right as I said, I was talking about the stats and updates, and one of the ones that got me the most was, congratulations, you've infected more people than HIV. Right as I said that, I noticed the large Amish table all staring at me in the corner. Amish people, right? Next page. So I live in a very classy town. I live about 2 hours north. Very nice town. There was a nice restaurant close by that they closed. What are you going to do? And shortly after, they reopened as a strip club. Oddly enough, they kept the same name as the restaurant. So now I live in a town with a strip club named Fred's Lobster Garden. Sorry, when I said classy town, I meant massive shithole. Someone please kill me. Let's see. Alright, we'll make this the last one here. I was talking to a coworker the other day, and he is very, 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 very outspoken, very, very Christian, very, very, very Christian, very conservative. I am the opposite of him. I am very, very, very not Christian. Very atheist, actually. But, yeah, I discuss, our differences, and we're cool, and, we're adults, we can talk. But anyway, we were talking about our views on homosexuality. And he says, and I quote this here, personally, I'm fine with it, but the Bible does say it's a sin, and I hold the word of God as truth. All right, so I think for a second, and I reply, so to me what you're saying is, I believe in an all-powerful, omnipotent, omnipresent God who is infallible, and he thinks what gay people are doing is wrong, but you disagree. So what tells me is, either you don't believe in the God that you think you do, or you really just don't like gay people and are trying to cover it up. And he looks at me, he thinks for a second, and he says, and this is a true story, you know, you're right. It's just really hard sometimes admitting that I don't like gay people.
What the fuck?
And this reminded me of my dad. Because my dad once taught me two lessons, and that's all. My dad only ever taught me two lessons in life. The first lesson, don't be an asshole. I would categorize this kid as an asshole. Speaking of assholes, Joey Green is here tonight. I'd like to tell you a very short story about Joey Green. So the other night, I'm writing jokes, and I got to something I couldn't quite figure out, so I messaged Joey on Facebook. I will read the exact messages as they are. Me. Hey, dude. I'm trying to write this rape joke, but can't figure out how to tell it without being, quote-unquote, that guy who tells rape jokes. Suggestions? Joey's reply. That's easy, man. Dot, dot, dot. Just make the person being raped a retard.
Change that.
The point of this story, Joey Green is an asshole. But back to my dad. Lesson number two, which I consider to be the most important lesson I've ever learned, eat lots of pussy. Tell you what, being a fat kid in high school, you either learn to eat pussy or you starve. It's just how it works. I've eaten my weight in pussy on Jupiter. I've done more work for vaginas than the Ovarian Cancer Society. You get the point. And, ah, fuck it, that's the last one. Good enough.
My next ask, act actually wrote his introduction. Our next performer has been referred to by his peers as the George Washington Carver of comedy. He's swab. That one needs a longer laugh break than I thought. His suave demeanor and dashing good looks could moisten even the Virgin Mary's panties. If going down on women can give you cancer, consider him our generation's Typhoid Mary. Ladies and gentlemen, and whatever Joey Green considers himself, our one true Lord and Savior, Mike Carpenter!
Well delivered too. So I wrote a shorter set today, but that was kind of technically part of my set, so I'll take credit for it. So I figured I'd try to give out some advice tonight, just from my own life experience, and you know, I've just seen some of the people around here, and I can tell some of you guys need some advice. Joey Green's not here, but, you know, that kid has a personality to use tampons. Just saying. So my first bit of advice tonight is if you would ever happen to have sex with your friend's girlfriend, it's probably not a good idea to get his face tattooed on your body. I'd like to introduce everyone tonight to my friend Devin. So, I don't know if you can tell by looking at me, but I enjoy a nice stiff drink on occasion. I like going to bars, and I'm really picky and choosy about how I go to my bars and what bars I go to. I've decided, like, I judge my bar and how I'll go there by the bathroom. And, like, I like seedy, shitty bars. And I figure, like, you know, if I go to a bar in that bathroom, like, if that gives me the grosses, like, if I'm, like, I go in there and I take a piss, like, I'm just, like, I'm afraid to get my dick out. Like, I just want to just pull the little tippy tip out. Yeah, that's what my friend Bob says, though, like, one man's tipsies and another man's balls deepsies. But, like, I go to a bar in Sunbury, and, Like, that bathroom and that bar, and it looks like it's a Silent Hill in transition.
It's a little flaky.
Well, alright, so, I was at work the night, I was at work the other night, and I was faced with a tough decision. Mortal tough decision. I really had to blow my nose, but I also really had to take a shit. And that could be a dangerous gamble. But I am known to live dangerously. Which is why I don't use condoms. Or consent. For the record, this is my third time doing stand-up, and that's my first rape joke, so... Thank you. Still a great joke. So, I write most of my jokes at work. I unload trucks, I have a lot of time, and I just kind of get my phone out and jot some shit down. Most of what I write is complete shit. I'm going to say, like, what you guys hear, not that this is any good, but what you guys hear is, like, maybe 1% of what I actually write down. So, I figured I would try to tell you some of the worst ones I wrote, because they're so bad, maybe they'll almost be funny because they're that bad. Thank you. Yeah, you know, the reverse thing. So I'm going to start with, my uncle had a stroke the other day. He's fine now and all, but now when he farts, only half of them smell. That's a good thinker, that's a smart thinker. And I did a bunch of mushrooms the other day. And turns out I forgot what my nipples were. So I was just sitting there trying to pop these two big zits on my chest. And all that happened was I got really turned on. God, that's a stupid fucking joke. Yep, that's all I said. Short set tonight, so...